morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Oklahoma's wheat harvest will soon be wrapping up for the year with just the last 10% or so of the crop left to cut. In his weekly visit with the SunUp crew, OSU Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson talked about the quality of the crop that's been reported so far.
Well, I think it turned out relatively good. We could have had better protein, but our and slightly better test weight, but I think our test weight's going to be up around 59 pounds, and if we can get 59 or better, we're pretty good with test weight. Protein a little low, but at least it's not as low as it was back in 14 and 15 when it was below 11. Probably going to come in 11.5, 11.8, something like that. Bad news on the wheat as you go on further north or in other surrounding areas, the protein may not be as good. But Oklahoma crop, more bushels than expected, I think, and quality acceptable, not exceptional. And the protein's a little low, but the early reports are it's a good milling quality protein. It may not be as high as we like, but at least it's a good quality milling protein.
Looking at the bigger picture here in the U.S. and around the world, Anderson says,
well, if you look at the overall U.S. wheat production, the condition report came out a little higher than expected, and I think that had some impact on the market this last week, but the crops look relatively good. Slightly higher wheat production for the United States than we had this time last year. Well, the world's got a record crop coming on. I know the U.S., our production's right at 1.9 billion bushels. The world crop, 2.7 plus billion, another record crop coming on at the world, unless something happens weather-wise. And of course, we've got in about 25% of the world's crop right now, so we got another 75 to go.
And in other news today, supporters of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement have been pushing for some time to see a summer vote on the deal. They'd like Congress to ratify the deal before they head off to their August recess. However, House Democrats say they're not in a hurry to hold a vote. Meanwhile, that pre-recess legislative window is getting closer to slamming shut. Politico says Democratic lawmakers have said for some time that a summer deadline to pass the agreement wasn't realistic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's nine-member working group is holding meetings with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to address potential changes to the agreement. As a result, some aides think that there may still be a chance to get the deal ratified in 2019. One aide tells Politico that a September vote is possible, depending on how far Lighthizer can or is willing to go to address Democrat concerns on enforcement, labor, environment, and drug pricing provisions in the deal. Many legislators, officials, and industry observers in Washington agree that once the presidential election year begins, the chances of ratifying USMCA will plummet. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.